observers have reported deer often act drunk by running around aimlessly, twitching their heads and making noises.
To be honest, that's what most people at psytrance parties look like.
I've seen you after this podcast doing that.
Yeah.
Alibi and Bedders in Bits.
Welcome to In Bits with Alibi and Bedders from Ideal Noise Studios in London. I'm Matt Alibi.
I'm Bedders.
How you doing, mate?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. Happy, happy...
podcast? Well, we're off to a cracking start, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy, did you have a good summer, mate?
Yeah, I did have a great summer. And it was a very long, beautifully hot... I think one for the record books.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this in the future.
What, in 2029?
Yeah, in future times.
Yeah,
we're having a shandy. We're having a shipyard shandy.
Lovely. Cheers, mate.
Which I think sounds like a sex act.
It does. Shipyard shandy.
Mark, do you fancy a shipyard shandy?
It does. It sounds like proper innuendo.
We've got some treats ahead, as well as some banging tunes.
Yes, we do.
Is there any other word for banging?
Throbbing.
Well, that, I mean, we're starting off very sexy.
Yeah.
We're going to promote as well, let's just be upfront about it, the Nano Party.
Yes.
That's coming up.
October the 14th.
October the 14th with, hang on, I've got the...
Hypnacoustics, Dixter.
I had it all up here.
Tristan.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that after the first track anyway. But
So,
Bedders, what have you got?
Oh, mate, we know that I've got some really good stuff, but after this track, Matt.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right. Brilliant.
This is a track that we played at Noisily, I believe.
Yep. Noisily, you say?
Noisily.
Now, let me talk about Noisily for a second.
Oh.
Because you know what happened at Noisily? We worked away at this set.
Hours slaving away. With a pickaxe,
literally
with coal
just,
over our face.
I mean, that's most of the work is axing tracks.
Axing tracks.
There's so much piffle out there.
Yeah, dust. Yeah, hell of a lot.
But then finding your little journeys, finding your mixes. So we go here, we could go there in the middle, we come back with this. And
what accent are you doing?
I don't know. Is that a weird accent?
Yeah. Well, go there in the middle.
That's my Vladimir Zelensky impression that
really
I'm working
good.
On.
Carry on. Go here, go there in the middle.
We go there in the middle and have a pint to get us.
Great. And offensive.
And then, you know what it's like, Ben, is putting together a set.
Dude.
Anyway, we worked on that set. I couldn't do the gig in the end because I was having a baby.
Well, are you, I mean, your wife, yeah.
Well, don't you say we were having a baby.
You do. Sorry, everyone.
It wasn't me doing it. I'll make that clear.
Yes.
I should make that clear, really. But anyway, I mean, we weren't sure. We thought the baby might be coming that weekend. She didn't in the end. She came a couple of weeks. She came late. Shocked us all.
Yep.
But I had to stay home. So I sent Bedders off to the big smoke. No, out of the big smoke.
Out of the big smoke. Into
the big woods.
Yeah.
To go and perform this set that we'd worked so bloody hard on. And
you're welcome, everyone.
And, you know, and apparently Bedders did do very well. Like, I heard of some people that it was one of the best, or the best, I guess. And then there was someone else that said it got the biggest cheer of the festival.
Yeah. And I saw a sign that said, take your top off. I didn't tell you about that.
You didn't?
I did, yeah.
You're
I wanted
joking.
To save it for the show, yeah.
Someone put up a sign?
I can't remember, yeah.
Why have you not told me that before?
Well, because I wanted to save it for the show.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Saved for the show.
Yeah, someone held it up and then just disappeared.
That's amazing. Why didn't you take a photo of that?
That was one area I failed at, wasn't it?
Yes. I mean, there's a couple, if I'm honest. There's a couple of it. I mean, well done, first of all, on performing the set.
Thank you. That we prepared.
That we prepared. Yeah. Let's just make that clear.
Bit bitter, listeners.
well done on that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Very well done. All,
I
all
did
seriousness.
Brilliantly.
In all seriousness. Very pleased for you.
Sure.
Now, you know, they are calling him, though, Noisily's own big-time Bedders.
Who's calling me that?
Just the people.
Oh, the people.
Yeah, you're known as big time Bedders now.
Okay, yeah. I heard that a few times.
In fact,
I didn't.
You know, when we do the intro to the show, really, if we redo it, you should. That's how you should be introducing yourself.
Oh, I like that.
It's big time, Bettis.
Yes.
Now you know why? Because you big time me at this at Noisley. That's what you did. Now send Mark off.
I big time.
And I was expecting some sort of phone call. Hang on a minute. Even a text message.
No,
or something.
No signal, just my...
Right, yeah, no signal on site. Anyway, I'm sure he walked all over the site and couldn't find any bars of any signal at any point.
Yeah.
So you know what? Obviously, in my head, it's like, amazing. Thank you, everyone. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Check these tunes out. Yeah. I wrote some of them myself. They're amazing. Right. Luckily, I've got my man on the ground, Hamish, who actually cares, who eventually sent me messages about how the set went and everything. Because I was like, I've not heard from Mark.
Thank God
I can't
for
get
him.
In touch with him. I have no idea how this set has gone.
Yes.
Because Mark does not give a big time Bettis. Couldn't give a toss about his old mate who's sat at home waiting for a baby. Heard from Mark about 3 days later.
Yeah.
Literally about 3 days later. Big time Bettis finally gets in touch with his old mate, Alibi.
Big time.
Unbelievable.
I had a bloody good time though.
I bet you did.
Positives to be drawn.
Big time Bettis is what we'll be calling you from now on.
I love my new name.
I do. I do like the fact that someone held a take your top off.
Yes, though. It was amazing. Yeah,
guys, can you do that at the nano party, please? If could you please make signs of take your top
take
off?
Take your top off, or get a t-shirt with it on.
Brilliant, or other lines from the show. We'll love you forever, and you will get a mention on the next show.
Yes.
Anyway, let's play a tune from the Noisley set, Bettis, and then we'll come back and talk a bit about this bloody amazing nano party.
Let's do it. Oh, the tension in the studio, listeners, it's pretty high. Zephyr Atabi, sounds similar to the Israeli Matt Alibi. Zephyr Atabi, and the track is called Threshold. I think Matt's reached his threshold, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy.
Unbelievable. Come on then, big time. Hit the big button. We'll be right back.
Alibi. Bedders. Tonight in Bits with Alibi and Bedders.
Well, Bedders.
Well,
guess what's coming up?
Season two of Strictly.
And?
The Nano Party?
Yes.
Ah, there we go.
Nano Records label party hits London on October 14th at the Steelyard.
Are you reading from something?
No. This is, I mean, let's hype it up a bit. This is going to be a big old party, no?
Yeah, mate. Can't wait.
This is going to be an absolute banger.
People travelling from Stoke.
If you've not bought your tickets, I presume buy them.
Yeah, get on that. Where are you going to get them, Matt?
On the internet.
Where on the internet?
The Nano Shop.
The Nano Shop.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Where do you get tickets from? I've got no idea.
Access All Areas?
Oh, the website. I'm on
now. You're bloody reading from.
Right. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Go there, probably.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at the who's playing. Main Room. Tristan.
Oh.
Go on.
Yeah, Tristan.
Dixter.
Laughing Buddha.
James West.
Hypnocoustics.
Regan and Darla.
Tongue and Groove.
Alibi and Bedders.
Oh, good one, that. Ipcress.
Audley. Brilliant.
What a collection of fine human beings.
The Steelyard's a good club as well, isn't it? We played there
before.
Yeah,
I love the Steelyard.
Couple of times. It's kind of not too mentally big, and it's you know, it's got that kind of coziness about it, but it's big enough to have a right good shindig.
Well, it's got that similar feel to some of the old underground London venues like the Jerome, or whatever it was called.
Yeah, sure.
SE9, SE1.
And, SE1.
Yeah.
SE1 was bigger though, wasn't it? That was quite a big one.
It was, but it has a similar kind of archway.
Sort of warehousey, London warehousey vibes.
Yeah.
I think as well, at the end of the day, Nano Records deserve a good shout out on this pod because they support this podcast.
Yep.
And I mean, it may turn out to be a bad decision to do that on their behalf.
Sorry, Nano.
But I'm really happy that they do.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I mean, this scene, I mean, I guess this podcast is largely listened to by the psytrance scene, right?
Indeed.
And we play some techno and all the good stuff as well. But really, this scene, I guess, is still based around that sort of 60s spiritualism sort of wave. And it's wrapped up like a blanket, almost like as a foundation, but also as a marketing device.
Indeed.
Let's face it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, this podcast is a celebration almost of the other side, in a way. Of form-based, you know what I mean? It's almost like anti-self-help. That it is useless.
Yes. Just us being idiots.
Yeah.
Basically.
And it's a kind of a celebration of, you know, you've got that side. You've got your pure consciousness. And then this is...
That's my favourite.
That's your favourite
one? Yeah. Yeah, I love that one.
And then this is a celebration of, your form-based. And you've got to have a little balance of both. And that's what Nano Records, by supporting this pod, I think, is doing.
For sure.
Which is great.
Thank you, Regan.
You know, because you can't live... this scene, that's what it tries to do. It tries to live 100% in that sort of pure consciousness realm. But that's... I mean... You meet occasionally people who are trying to do that, right? But they're not very fun to hang out with.
I mean, yeah, it's true. Yeah, yogurt weavers, I believe they're called.
Who are those guys in... you know, 'cause you can't smoke Chillums all day long, Mark.
No, I've tried. Didn't work out.
Who are those guys in India that do that?
Yogis.
No, it's not yogis. What are they called? Babas.
Israelis. Is
That's a great cracking joke if you went to Goa in the 90s
or the early thousands.
And they call babas.
Yeah, or yeah. Yeah, it's not yogis. Sorry for offending everyone.
Now those guys are actually brilliant marketing by those guys because they're essentially, as far as I could figure out, they're like high-end homeless.
Yes.
What they've done is they've convinced everyone... They've convinced everyone that they are on the spiritual path. They're living a life of pure consciousness.
And they're just smoking Chillums.
Just give us weed and money.
Yeah, brilliant.
Genius.
Yeah. Shall we go over there and do it?
Alibi
and Bedders, smoke Chillums.
That sounds like an absolute nightmare
horrible.
For me.
Let's not do that.
Who else is doing it? Monks, I guess, are trying to live that life.
Shamans.
But monks and shamans, though... I thought about this. Even those guys, at some point, you know, have got to go number twos.
They have.
there's not much more material than that act, right? Is there a truly spiritual way of
curling one out?
Yeah.
Probably do some kind of like thing. Like,
is it what? You could bless each one?
Yes.
As it comes
exactly,
out.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Give it kind of a... Maybe sort of, wave one of those sort of Palo Santo wood things over it.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Bit of incense in the background.
Sage.
Yeah, because you've got to pop out of it and then pop back into pure consciousness afterwards. Sure. After you've cleaned your bottom.
It's a really valid point,
isn't it?
How you break that spiritual moment with a quick turd.
As soon as you've cleaned your bot.
Yeah.
Back into
bot.
Pure consciousness bubble.
It's true.
But, because... You see, I've been thinking about this, can't you? At the end of the day, Bettis, like, cool stuff is cool stuff.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just spurn all of materialism.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we do live, you know, we have to balance it out, is what I'm saying. But cool stuff is cool. I almost feel like that should be a T-shirt. Cool stuff is cool stuff. Like, speakers, for example, the speakers at the gig, which is putting out this energy and allows you to experience this thing at the gig, was designed by some German bloke just thinking about the maths and was very happy with himself because he managed to make this electro coil move in a certain way.
To the process.
Not necessarily, no. And then he just went home to his wife and kids afterwards. And, do you know what I mean?
Had a microwave meal.
That is a very form-based piece of equipment. And yet it is providing, you know, the experience that you're having at these gigs. So cool stuff is cool stuff. You know, funny stuff is funny stuff. And I think if, for example, there is, you know, a man on stage wearing multicoloured pants playing a flute.
Who would that be?
That might... Now, the flute playing might be really good.
Yes.
But there is an element of that that is funny.
Yeah.
And we should be able to acknowledge that.
Yes.
And God bless Nano Records for doing it.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. I can't wait for the party.
I am pumped.
Yeah. It's going to be good. I'm going to get my... my Nano Records T-shirt that I've been kindly giving.
Do you want some stickers as well? Regan sent us some sticks.
Do I? Bloody love stickers, as you know. Remember, Protonica gave me a sticker many years ago.
Yeah.
How excited I was.
What was that at the end of the day? We played after... You played... Did you play after Ralph or I played?
Yeah. You played after Ralph or before Ralph?
And you went up on stage. I was packing up, I think.
Yeah. And I went and said hello to him and he just handed me a sticker. I was like...
He turned around, Mark went, "All right, mate, it's Mark or whatever." He turned around and just handed you a sticker.
Yeah.
And then turned back to his
fobbed me off.
Yeah. That was a beautiful piece of fobbing off by Ralph from Potonica.
Fuck off, have a sticker.
Quite right too, big time Bettors. Yeah, put you in your place.
Do you know who I am?
I'm
big time Bettors.
Tell you what, big time. Play us another one of your massive tunes.
Well, talking about massive,
yeah.
Who's the most massive person in Nano?
What, just on sheer size?
Sheer size, yeah.
Sheer size, I mean, there's some whoppers.
Who do we call the big guy?
Tristan.
Yeah.
Go on then.
He's going to be playing. Going to make sure I get a big hug from him.
Isn't this off his new album?
Yes, it is.
Now,
depending
on when this podcast is out, this is about to be released or has just been released.
Yes.
I'm sure you all know about it already.
Indeed.
But absolute monster, Tristan album. Come on, you got to give it up to the big man. Which one off the album are we going to play? Better?
We're going to play a track. Well, he's kind of gone with quite an abstract techno name.
They're really pushing the boat out with these names, aren't they?
Incidentally, the album is called Crazy Wisdoms. Look out for it. Awesome artwork, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's killer.
The track name, bit abstract, bit techie.
Would you say original for the scene?
Original, not very psytrancey.
Right.
It's called Wizards and Warlocks. All right?
Yeah.
Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Dip your finger in a bag and have an unnecessarily long hug from a stranger.
We're going to take you along on an expedition. In many ways, more mysterious than ancient sorcerers, under the guise of fascination, spellcasting, and enchantment.
Thank you.
Alibi and Bedders.
Now, something kind of, that I heard about the Almighty Boom Festival. Obviously, we saw, I don't know if you saw any videos from Boom.
I didn't. Do you know why, Bedders?
Because you don't like social media?
I can't. You know what? I don't know if I've just got too sensitive in my old age.
Well, it's true. I get it.
But I can't deal with that anymore.
It depresses you.
It's not the content on there that's depressing. It's the way it's set up and the algorithms and everything, what it's designed to do.
Yeah.
I can feel the evil.
Yes,
when I go on
seeping
there,
into...
I can feel it working.
And do you feel depressed after?
It's not the content that's making me depressed. It's the fact that we're being guided into this evil path.
Yeah.
And I feel it to my core. I'm a sensitive human.
You are, bless
you. And I can't deal with it. I don't. It's bad for my mental health to get involved with it. To the point where we ended the last show saying unfollow us on social media. And I'm kind of continuing that vibe into this show, to be honest.
Unfollowers don't support social media.
I don't give it. Yeah, if you want to, we are going to put content out there because unfortunately I do have to use social media for my business and to promote stuff. So obviously there'll be some good shit on Alibi and Bedders.
Bloody good shit.
If you want to follow us, go there. But I can't tell you to do it.
Do you feel like an evil peddler?
Yeah, almost. Yeah, I kind of do because I'm not. I don't want my daughter to be on there. So why would I want you beautiful bastards to be on there?
This is it.
Having your poor little brains fried into eggies.
Anyway, back to it. Boom Festival.
Boom Festival.
And a friend of mine went for, he had like a little routine where he went for a swim, a daily swim in the lake to kind of start his day.
So your friend was at Boom?
Yeah, I had loads of friends at Boom. But like this particular guy told me he had like a little routine every day. He'd wake up, he'd go and have a little dip in the lake to kind of get his day started, as you would.
Yeah.
And then he walked to the top of the hill. I don't know if you remember the Boom site. He got to the top of the hill. He got a little breakfast. I think he had the same thing to eat. He didn't tell me that, but he had a little cheeky omelette, something like that.
Yeah.
And he'd take his...
What did he have on his omelette?
Mushroom. Thank you for asking. Mushroom and spinach.
Brilliant.
So he'd get his little omelette and then he'd go and sit in the chill out overlooking, if you remember, you're overlooking the lake.
Yeah.
But also it's 360, so you're looking over the boom land, as the kids call it.
Sure, probably sat with some wizards.
Oh, and warlocks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Love those guys.
Oh, yeah, and also the beautiful boom dance, like dream temple. No, the site, dance temple. The alchemy circle, whatever. Beautiful boom site and also the lake, and it's gorgeous. And he's eating his omelette and he kind of just scans across, taking in the morning air, morning energy, all that kind of stuff. Scans to the right and just sees a hairy ass just bobbing up and down.
Lovely. Sorry, how far away was this? Is it right in front of him? Or?
Yeah, literally 3 metres to his right,
right
in the chill out. Just this hairy ass just going up and down like that. Like
those wizards are horny.
Hammering away. And then he scanned over to the right again and he just realised he was sat 3 metres from essentially a sexy trance orgy.
A sex orgy.
Yeah. Yeah. So like 5 to 10 elves and wizards going at it like hammer and tongs.
Who are they?
Well, it's a new artist, new act on the Iboga. Hammer and tongs, yeah. I just thought, you know, unsanitary for a start.
Yeah.
And true. Scorpions.
What do you mean? Scorpions.
They have scorpions on the
band.
Boom. Yeah, no. Scorpions on the Boom site. But anyway, yeah, I just thought it was kind of interesting because I predicted that it would be Last Days of Roman. It did kind of come true at Boom.
I mean, that is, it's fun and everything, particularly the image of a hairy wizard bottom. But at the end of the day, we all know that's par for the course at these parties.
Yeah.
It was like that before and it's like that now.
It's true. But no, I think the people I spoke to who have been going to these things for 20, 30 years said it was a little bit more sexy than
a little bit more sexy this
time. Yeah, people going around in like fetish gear on the Boom dance floor and leading like a man being led around in a gimp kind of outfit.
You're right, it's all that pent-up energy, isn't it?
Yes.
Will you be taking part in any of this new sexy pent-up energy, Mark, at the next party you go to?
Well, I've got a ticket booked already. I've got my chaps in the mail order.
How many pockets are on those chaps?
This is a very good question. It's going to make it trance chaps.
Yeah. So hang on, they'll be bottomless.
Yes.
But they're going to have 47
pockets.
So you
can see the hairy ass bobbing up and down in the chill out.
Good stuff. Yeah. Let's play a track.
Let's do it. So should we play a track from the German Tommy Cooper?
Yeah, I mean, Oliver Hunterman, we love this guy.
The awesome owner or runner or director, CEO of Senso Sounds.
Senso Sounds, the only label other than Nano so far to give us full permission
to use their tracks.
Although you're highlighting that we're playing everything else illegally.
Nobody listens
to
this,
Mark. Nobody gives a shit, do they? Yeah. All right, so it's Oliver Hunterman and I've never heard of them, Dub Fire. Have you heard of them?
Only one of the best bloody electronic acts ever.
Never heard of her. The track is called Amour, and it's a Devok... No. Devotion. Devotion.
Devotion.
Devotion remix. Allez, à la bien bêtise, tout droit.
Sexy valves.
Alibi and Bedders.
Good story. So they'll just...
No, yeah, you should, yeah.
Oh, I hate myself.
What?
Sorry.
I love you, Mark.
Oh.
Here's an important question, Mark.
Question mark?
Have you ever met the Piper at the Gates of Dawn?
No.
Have you ever seen Purple Mike while smurfing some wizard medication? Yes. Follow the White Rabbit, because we are talking psychedelic compounds. And it turns out, mate, it's not just humans seeking an experience with the god energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. Here are the top three animals seeking psychedelic experiences.
Okay. Hold on. Am I allowed to guess? Or
yeah,
you...
yeah, go. Yeah, you can turn it into a game if you want.
I'm going to guess...
I was just going to educate you, but sure.
I'm going to guess dolphins are high up there.
Dolphins not on the list.
What?
I bet they are, though, the cheeky devils.
Cheeky. They are. They're like the ravers of the animal world.
We'll do some research into that for next week.
No, I don't know then.
Right, top of the list.
Yep.
Who'd have thought the majestic reindeer? Symbol of winter, hero of the Christmas story, loves smashing its face in pure Psy munchies.
Just eating mushrooms.
Get this, Mark. This is absolutely true. While foraging, the deer will sniff out fly agaric mushrooms frozen beneath the winter snow.
Genius.
Right? And you've got to wonder just what exactly is a reindeer experiencing on a massive dose of shroomish.
Yeah. Probably getting you through some kind of horrible wintery vibes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But this is, observers have reported that after eating the psycho jelly, deer often act drunk by running around aimlessly, twitching their heads and making noises.
To be honest, that's what most people at psytrance parties look like.
I've seen you after this podcast doing that.
Yeah.
Eating these mushrooms infuses the caribou's urine with psychoactive agents.
Sorry, say that sentence again.
Eating these mushrooms infuses the caribou's urine.
The caribou's urine. Why do you have to say it like that?
Because it's fun.
It's fun. Yeah.
It rolls off the tongue
it
nicely.
It does. It really does. Yeah.
With psychoactive agents, meaning that the urine can and is consumed for a high.
Do people consume
Hang on.
It? Yeah.
Caribou. Now, let's start with the caribou.
Caribou. Great word, by the way.
Brilliant word, yeah.
Caribou.
Great band name. Taken. Caribou.
Caribou.
Will battle each other to earn access to the urine of a herd mate that has fly agaric in his system.
Oh,
they fight over this juice.
That is mad.
In noticing this, Siberian tribes then realised that they too could ride Jefferson Airplane to Electric Ladyland from drinking this fifth dimensional piss.
Yes.
Now, I mean, isn't that the pinnacle of human achievement?
It is, it is.
We should have just stopped there.
Yeah. That's it, yeah, absolutely. We're done. We've achieved everything.
Now, it gets even better. After passing through the reindeer system, the psychoactive agents of the fly agaric are even stronger, with the added benefit that the chemicals that cause the undesirable effects are filtered out. So some fucking genius worked out how to use a reindeer as a Brita filter for Psy piss.
Yeah. Oh,
what a fucking genius.
That's amazing. That's
Isn't
amazing.
That brilliant?
That's the name of the pod there, Psy piss.
Should have just called it a day at that, really, once you'd figured out how
well,
to do
it.
That.
Exactly. Humanity is done there.
Next animal. Go on, take a guess if you want.
The humble stout.
Stoat.
Stout?
Stoat.
Yeah, stoat.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Jaguars.
Jaguars. The trippy cat.
The largest cat of the Americas.
Yes.
An apex predator. A mass of muscle and snarling teeth. Also loves to get gnarbed out on DMT.
Yeah.
Instead of popping goomers, these clever kitties eat the leaves of the yage vine, key ingredient of ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
Now, nobody knows why they do this, but South American tribes believe it may be to improve hunting skills.
Sure.
So maybe connecting to the big cat matrix.
Just numbers rather than...
So after hoofing yage, these beasts have been observed wriggling on their backs, staring at trees with intense fascination. Now that sounds familiar, right?
Yeah, yeah. That, I mean, that's bang on.
That is spot on, right?
And do you think they kind of sort of throw up and regress to a time in their life where they did something they regret?
It's possible, but I did read in the fine details of this that it is only one ingredient of ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
So it may give them a nice little trip, but it's not going to give them
the full like vomiting.
God energy connection, probably.
I do love that God energy, that phrase. Move on.
Third, do you want to take a guess at the third top animal?
Toucan.
The madrill.
The madrill. That was next.
A colourful cousin of the baboon.
Also, what is it with your pronunciations?
Also loves tripping massive balls on cubes of spongle juice. They're believed to use iboga roots as a performance enhancer in dominance conflicts.
Wow.
According to the shaman, the primates seek out iboga. They pluck it from the ground, eat the roots, wait for the high to settle in, then prepare for battle. Bit weird that
so
one.
Apes just tripping balls, just chewing on iboga.
Yeah, chewing on iboga, but it sounds more like they're using it as like a stimulant, almost just like they're racking up lines of iboga for war.
It's like some kind of Colombian nightclub.
Yeah.
Probably a bit offensive saying that.
You're always worried about causing offence.
Well,
what, who to madrills or Colombians?
Yeah, madrills.
Right.
Yeah. Big following.
I mean, it's a goddamn epidemic, mate. There's other examples of animals I've found riding the unicorn whilst moon radishing the funkadelic. Are monkeys, lemurs, and bighorn sheep. Bighorn sheep get ripped by searching out the impossible to reach psychedelic lichen off the Canadian Rockies. Lemurs and other types of monkeys rub toxic millipedes on their bodies like some kind of buzzed out Pink Floyd deodorant. They also nibble on the millipede, which allows them to experience pure wizard meditation.
I mean, this is if only Attenborough, you mean,
right,
had come out with this insight.
Yeah, because I mean, I have embellished that with some colourful language.
Of course, yeah, but
clearly, but most of that is true. It's basically true, and. You know, good luck to these guys on their journey of you know, pure consciousness.
Yeah, cheers to that.
Our friends in, you know, our friends at arms.
The animal kingdom, ladies and gentlemen.
The animal kingdom out there getting spazzed out.
Should we play a track then?
Yeah, come on then. What are we playing after that?
I reckon we should play another Nano Beast. What do you reckon?
Come on then. This is the unofficial... I had a little brain fart there.
Well, he talked about sort of spazzing out, tripped out animals for 5 minutes there.
Yeah, that's true. I talked about moon radishing the funkadelic whilst riding a unicorn.
Yeah, what are we? That's my Monday taken care of. This is
what are we going to play, Mark?
Mandala and Hypnacoustics, and a very animal sort of name, Howling Totem.
Hey guys, me again. I've just been out in Peru carrying out an ayahuasca ceremony. I went on a journey through time, space, and sexual energy. My soul was left cold and naked on the ground. I dug into my soul with my cold, bare hands. And what did I find? My fingers. And then I was sick on the lady next to me.
Oh, that was a podcast, wasn't it?
Certainly was.
Yeah. I mean,
because
and
you,
well,
I. Well, you were going to say something.
We
think
are
we was going
to see
Gary Barlow.
Gary Barlow.
We legitimately are.
Yeah.
I'm quite excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing the singer-songwriter extraordinaire.
After this podcast, we're going to leave in like 20 minutes.
How come we're seeing Gary Barlow? Bit of context.
Yeah,
Matt.
Here you go. So essentially, I'm not sure whether to say, you could probably see it all on the Ideal Noise Instagram by now.
Good plug.
Ideal Natural. Noise, I think, UK or something.
Love
on
that.
Instagram.
Just, your business is it's your baby, isn't it?
Just
you know
search
it inside
for it.
Out.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
Idealnoise.com, if anyone wants to go there. It's the you know, we've got all sorts of studio services.
Instagram,
you know. Go there if you want. DM us if you need some sort of audio stuff, music stuff.
That's what the kids say, DM.
But one of the clients, is that a thing?
Sure, it's a client. It's a client, Matt.
Is a famous artist.
Yes.
And she knows bloody everybody, Mark. Like when she was in the studio, we were working together, she just phoned up Gary Barlow because she was doing a stage show with him. I said, oh, I love Gary Barlow. And she was like, oh, you should talk to him. I'll give him a call. Just phoned him up, put me on the phone with Gary Barlow. I was like, all right, Gary, how's it going, mate?
Yeah.
He was like, all right.
Was he really nice?
Yeah, he was brilliant.
Yeah.
He was exactly how
you think he would be,
yeah. He was just that, completely.
Ah, yeah?
And we didn't have a, you know, it wasn't a long conversation. It was just what you do. I was working, you know, doing this thing. And he told me about what he was working on right now, which was this show.
Exactly.
And he was like, well, you should come and see it.
You should come down and see it. Bring a friend. I don't know, that Bedders guy I've heard so much about.
He's never heard of you.
What?
I didn't mention you.
That is...
Look, let's face it, there is a certain amount of sort of kitsch fun that we're going to see
gig.
But we legitimately love Gary Barlow, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. He's, right, because I think we're both massively into the old 90s.
Yeah.
And you're from Manchester, obviously the home of Take That.
Of course.
But obviously you're into cool 90s music, but that was kind of like indulgent...
It was, and it's the sort of songs now as you enter your middle ages, that you sort of look back on quite fondly because they're just great pop songs, aren't they? And they're sort of sing-along classics. So that's what me and Bedders are going to be doing in about 2 hours' time.
Surrounded by 300 women.
Literally, we saw the photographs of the audience of this show, and it's 100% pure estrogen.
Two pissed up middle-aged men watching Gary Barlow.
What are we going to play to end the show, Mark?
Oh, King of the Segway, here we come. This tune, Lampy's Me Right in the Head. It's Lampy in my head.
It's not, is it? It's not good.
No.
Come and say hello to us at the Steel Yard on the 14th. Have a great week, and we'll see you in bits.
Voices in my head.
Leo got a gerbil.
No, a hamster.
A hamster.
And he's called it Sir Fudge-a-lot.
Good name.
Fudge. Well, Fudge, short name. Yeah. Sir Fudge-a-lot is the full name of said hamster.
Has it got good cheeks?
They are full to the brim of with
hamster munch.
Hamster pellets.
That's what they eat.
Yeah, they pellets, rodents, and seeds.
So he's got a rodent.
Yeah.
I mean,
a little it was his first little pet, and he's stuffing his little cheeks full of little hamster treats.
That's good. They'll be dead within the year.
He won't see out the winter.